Hello, I'm Brett Harris from Gaydio, and we've teamed up with Adoption Counts for LGBT Plus Adoption and Fostering Week 2022. Adoption Counts is a regional adoption agency bringing together the professional expertise of five local authorities in the Northwest. In this podcast, we're going to hear from two parents who have been through the adoption process with Adoption Counts. They're going to talk about their journey, and we're also going to speak to an Adoption Counts operations manager to dispel some of the myths and misconceptions about LGBTQ plus adoption. First of all, I had a chat with Amy, who with her partner Nicola decided to go with the foster for adoption route and currently have a little boy in a placement at the moment. First of all, Amy, tell me about your family. How did you decide to become an adopter and why?
Well, we decided that we definitely wanted to have kids, and we looked into the options available. We looked into IVF, we looked into adoption, and through all our research decided that for us, adoption was the way that we wanted to go.
And what does adoption mean to you and your family?
Well, it's starting to mean everything. It's the way that we've been able to grow our family to involve not just the two of us, but children as well.
What would you say to another member of the LGBTQ plus community looking into adoption?
We would absolutely recommend it. We would say if they think that it's something they would want to do, that they should absolutely go for it. It's brought us into starting a family. It's been amazing, and we definitely recommend it to somebody.
Did you have any misconceptions about LGBTQ plus adoption, and have these misconceptions disappeared over time? Did you have any fears about adopting as an LGBTQ plus couple?
I think maybe at first. But as soon as you start doing any research into it, all of the agencies say how many adopters they have that are LGBTQ. There's specific organisations out there aimed at LGBTQ adopters. So actually, as soon as we started doing the research, that kind of immediately reduced any worries we might have, knowing that there was so much support behind us throughout the country.
What was the process like for you? When did you begin? So obviously you were looking at different options. Talk me through what happened as you followed the process of adoption.
So we originally spoke to them, to the agency, back in the summer of 2020, to do some kind of, and did some initial talks with them then. We then properly started in February 21, which is when we started putting paperwork in. We started having to do training, got assigned a social worker, had regular meetings with a social worker, lots of paperwork to do, more training. Then we got approved later last year. And then from then on, it was a case of waiting, looking at profiles, waiting to be matched. And then at the beginning of December, we got matched for a foster to adopt placement and got placed with a child quite quickly after that. Oh. And then are just working through the process at the moment of waiting for the court decisions to be made.
So tell us about Adoption Counts then. So what were they like in terms of support? Were they there for you? What kind of things did they do to put your mind at ease about your previous misconceptions? And have they been there to kind of hold your hand throughout the journey?
Yeah, they've been great. We've had really good experiences the whole way through. Our social worker particularly has been so supportive. Any questions, even the slightest thing that we might think silly, she reassures us that it's not silly and reassures us that, you know, the worries are maybe normal, but there's actually nothing to be worried about. And we've had a great experience with them all the way through.
Aside from the paperwork, then, what has been the greatest thing about your adoption journey?
The little boy that's currently living with us, absolutely.
Has been crying in the background.
Who has been crying in the background, yeah.
Thanks, Amy. We're now going to hear from Dave, who is a single adopter. He's adopted twice in the past and he's about to be placed for the third time. Dave, tell us all about your family. How did you decide to become an adopter?
So my family currently is myself and two gorgeous girls, 10 and 5, but soon to be a third one who will be 18 months when he joins us. And I sort of got into, I've always wanted to have kids, always wanted to have kids, but never thought it was ever going to be possible. So in 2010, I attended a open evening at Manchester City Council, one of the adoption agencies, just to talk the process through, all the steps and all that sort of stuff. And it just seemed like the absolute right thing for me to do. I'd been involved with a charity in Malawi with loads of orphans and didn't want to bring a child into the world naturally. I wanted to adopt. So that was the right route for me.
Amazing. And you mentioned there that you started your journey in 2010. What has changed? What's the perception on LGBTQ plus adoption since you first started your journey?
I mean, when I first thought about having kids in the 90s, when I first came out, I didn't think I would ever be able to have a family or adopt. But then I was lucky enough to speak to some friends who'd adopted, some LGBT friends who'd adopted, and they reassured me. I mean, I had concerns about raising children, kind of who would be in mainstream school with gay parents. That, mm-hmm. you know, I had loads of ideas in my head that they might get bullied or they might have a different upbringing to families from straight parents. But one of my really good friends had a daughter who was in school, and she managed to convince me that actually her daughter, when she was in a sort of 13, 14, 15, all of the kind of kids that wanted to kind of come out came directly to her because she had gay parents. Oh. And she was able to sort of talk to them and reassure them that, you know, they were normal and they were fine and there was nothing wrong with them, and it was fairly natural and a beautiful thing to do. So I think having gay parents gives children a much wider perspective on life and lots of different additional qualities and wonderful things that they might not get elsewhere.
So what would you say now to another member of the LGBTQ+ community looking into adoption?
Well, you know, the system there kind of encourages and there isn't any discrimination towards your sexuality. So if you want a family and you really want to seriously consider it, then go for it, because, you know, you won't find any negativity from social services. You won't find any negativity from the community. You know, I think if you want a family and you want to be a dad or a mum, then just go for it. Absolutely go for it. You know, so encouraging to see a greater number of kids being adopted by the community, because it's just such a greater experience for the kids. I think, you know, there's research which shows that gay parents put in more effort and more time with children, you know, because they want it more. They've gone through something much harder.
Yeah.
You know, to do. You know, there's so much love and there's so much dedication by gay parents. I mean, my girls, in the eldest one's year, there are no other gay parents. I'm the only one. Whereas in my younger daughter, who's only 4 years down, lower down the system, there are three families with gay parents, which I just think is fantastic.
So tell us then about your Adoption Counts journey. What was the process like with Adoption Counts? How were they there to support you throughout the whole process of adoption?
Yeah, well, you get assigned a social worker who pretty much sticks by you for the whole process. So, you know, they're very child-centric, but they're also really helpful towards adopters. So in terms of explaining the procedure, the stages you have to go to. So two of my children have come via that route. One went from another agency, but, you know, the social workers I found have just been fantastic in terms of supporting and helping you understand the process. I mean, it's quite a soul-searching time when you're revealing lots of information about yourselves, you know, in terms of what strengths and qualities you've got to be an adopted parent. You know, there's lots of soul-searching, lots of information. And they're just very sensitive and very, very kind of welcoming, because they've done it before. You know, they've been through the process so many times. So they help as many people as they possibly can.
What has been the greatest thing about your adoption journey?
Oh my gosh, just watching the children do something. You know, if it's just the first steps they make, or the first time they, like last night with pancakes, one of my girls had some lemon juice, and the face she pulled. just any sort of first that you have to go through or encounter is just the most wonderful and rewarding thing, really. And I encourage anybody to get out there and adopt these beautiful children and give them a good life.
Thanks, Dave. Dave's journey is really fascinating. I spoke to him after our catch-up about his blog and his desire to be a parent back in the 90s when he first came out. And one of his standout moments was a girl coming up to him after a DJ set at a Pride event saying that she was with her two mums. Finally, we're now going to hear from Sheila Davis, an Adoption Counts operation manager. She's been with the agency for nearly a year and brought with her a wealth of experience in adoption and social care. Sheila, remind us of what Adoption Counts is and what areas you cover.
Okay, so Adoption Counts is a regional adoption agency, and it covers the services of five local authorities. That's Cheshire East Council, Manchester City Council, Salford City Council, Stockport Metropolitan Borough Council and Trafford Council. We came together in July 2017 and we're one of the first RAAs established in the country. We work for children and families in and around these areas and we pride ourselves in the services we offer and we have a very experienced team working with us who can obviously offer any advice that people need on inquiries, you know, anybody coming forward.
So you're an operations manager. So what is it that you look after and what do adoption counts? What do the different team members do for the adoption process?
So there's, we have, I'm an operations manager, as you've just said. So I obviously, along with myself and another operations manager, we have a head of service also. And we work with the team managers, the social workers, obviously the support workers, and we have the business support team, you know, all work along, you know, in any prospective adopters who come along with us, along to us, you know, provide information to them who want to, you know, the obviously adoption is a life-changing experience for any adults who come along and want to become a family. There's lots of positive but also challenging times, you know, within this journey. And we all work together, you know, right through the journey from the first inquiry right through to a child being placed with a family, you know, within that process, you know. And I'm part of that, the management team, along with the rest of the managers in providing that service. It's that support that's needed, you know, all the way through that we provide.
So yes. With that in mind then, what is it that you would say to members of the LGBTQ plus community that are thinking about adoption, you know, that might have myths or misconceptions about adopting as an LGBTQ plus person or couple? What would you say to alleviate those worries?
Absolutely, call us at Adoption Counts. You know, start that conversation now. You know, in the year since 2017, we've had the privilege of working with, you know, many wonderful LGBT plus families, and we still are today, you know, every day. There are many children that are waiting adoptive families, and this is why we welcome and absolutely encourage inquiries from a very diverse section of the community. And that's irrespective of gender, sexual orientation, disability, ethnicity, race or faith. And it's very important to remember that it doesn't matter, you know, whether you're single, in a civil partnership, married or living together. You know, we welcome all applications and everyone's welcome and treated equally. You know, and we have links with the LGBT plus support organisations, such as New Family Social, which is a national organisation. And, you know, very close links with Proud to be Parents, which is a more locally based group, which offers, you know, fantastic support, you know, to LGBT plus parents, you know, should our adopters want to get in touch with them and people, you know, who've gone through similar experiences, you know, so we have this to offer to anybody, you know, who gets into contact with us. We really value, you know, our adopters and we're proud to be able to celebrate this week with LGBT plus, you know, in Adoption and Fostering Week. And, you know, just please contact us, you know, just pick up that phone.
And Sheila, what is the most rewarding thing about your job as part of the adoption process?
I think it's when, you know, when people do come to inquire with us, first of all, you know, it's starting that journey. Mm-hmm. It is a long and rigorous process, as it has to be, you know, when we're looking for families for children with a plan of adoption. But it's working with people, you know, through that process. But when we actually, you know, we have children who then are matched with prospective adopters, and you know that match is a positive match. It's all child centred, and we, you know, and families, you know, then become a family, and that, you know, is rewarding. It's rewarding for us, but it's about the child and the, you know, approved adopters that are then matched with children and can offer them the permanency of a family.
Thanks, Sheila. It's clear to me that there are a number of different routes to adoption and there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. From foster to adopt placements to being a single adopter, there's so much support Adoption Counts has to offer. And as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, I'm amazed at how far we've come thanks to places like Adoption Counts and their team members. For more information, visit the Adoption Counts website at adoptioncounts.org.uk, where you'll be able to access loads of info, loads of real-life stories, or request a free info pack. You'll also be able to join a virtual information event or fill a form for an initial chat. Thanks for listening.